Shakespeare's plays have been performed for 400 years, but never before like this. Such Tweet Sorrow, the newest version of Romeo and Juliet, is tweeted online by 6 actors. They make sure key elements in the plot are there, but for the most part, they improvise. Juliet is tweeted by Charlotte Wakefield. She says it's no easy feat.
You have to kind of deliver so much of the story through your own written text. So it's difficult in that way because you have to get a character and a point across in 140 characters or less.
The question is, with only 140 characters and thoroughly modern slang, has the romance been lost? James Barrett says his character Romeo still has it.
Romeo was getting a bit poetic last night, so they were fun coming up with those and telling the world about the poems, yeah.
But this internet-savvy Romeo is very much a product of the 21st century.
I'd describe him as a normal, average 19-year-old in England today. He's very much loves the lads, loves going out, having a drink, having a dance, very close to his family, his father in particular. I think he's quite normal.
The idea is to get young people interested in Shakespeare. Director Roxana Silbert.
What's great about what we're doing is it allows them to come to it in their own terms. And of course, the thing that young people find most alienating about Shakespeare is the language, which feels like a different language to them. And this isn't in any way attempting to copy Shakespeare's language. It's written by young people in a language that they would use.
And the language is different. Take Shakespeare's original.
Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took?
Sin from my lips, O trespass sweetly urged, give me my sin again.
Twitter talk is a different language altogether. These British teenagers see the appeal.
I think so. I think you'll get people who aren't necessarily aware of what Shakespeare is, of how he writes and how his stories work. It kind of makes it accessible for younger people.
And so, with a little help from modern technology, it looks like William Shakespeare may have won a whole new batch of followers. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.